In this episode, we give you a flavour of the third Girls on Film Awards, our annual celebration of women in film.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
I'm going to get that gun of mine, and I'm going to change you from a rooster to a hen with one shot.
Some people call me a freak. I hate that word. I don't believe in it. Better yet, I don't believe in labels.
You know, I think you're the only girl in the world that can stand on a stage with a spotlight in her eye and still see a diamond inside a man's pocket.
Because I'm up at 5 every morning working my ass off. Does someone want to just tell me to my face you're never going to give me the scores I deserve?
I'm Hannah Smith, host and co-founder of the Girls on Film podcast.
I'm Hedda Lorney Archbold. I'm the other co-founder and the executive producer of the podcast. And it's fantastic to see all of you here. It's such a lovely audience of friends, colleagues, supporters, heroines. Just chuffed to see all of you here. Thank you.
So this is our third awards. We've been going 5.5 years now, can you believe it? Yes. Thank you.
Girls on Film provides an inclusive platform for the voices of diverse women and people of marginalised genders. And we have a mission to bring about industry-wide change and to work towards equal representation of women in the film industry, on screen and behind the camera. This episode takes us to the third annual Girls on Film Awards.
So, as you probably know, we started these awards to honour excellence in female-focused films and films directed and made by women and non-binary filmmakers.
As you'll hear, the mics didn't pick up all the sound as well as we hoped, but the pod conveys the great atmosphere in the room. We hope you enjoy the awards.
We have some different categories. If you haven't been before, you might find some interest in the way that we differ. Many thanks to our voters, in case you're wondering who votes. It's mostly female film critics, also some allies. A lot of them have appeared on the podcast, some of them haven't. So we're quite proud that we have a nice diverse selection here. Now we're here in our new home, the Regent Street Cinema, which is very exciting. We've upgraded this year, so thanks for all coming.
Yes, I want to thank all the sponsors and supporters of the awards. We would not be here in this magnificent cinema if it weren't for them. I want to thank our category sponsors. All three of them have returned to sponsor us again a second year running, so thank you for your loyalty. We are so pleased to be working with you. Eon Productions, IMDb, and Intimacy on Set. Thank you. I also want to thank our media partners, DDA Group, who've been doing all our press. Our returning media partners, British Cinematographer Magazine. I also want to thank Scala Radio, who've done an episode on our nominees. And Time Out.
Yes.
Thank you. I want to thank our catering sponsors, Brixton Brewery and Cameo Launch. You have them to thank for all the drinks you've just had. And we want to thank Andrew Joe's Salon for hair. I think you'll find we are looking pretty amazing. And Poppy Baker for makeup. And, of course, the Regent Street Cinema for this wonderful space. Thank you so much for being brilliant. Finally, Pizzeria Mozza, where we'll be having our after party when the ceremony ends.
We've got 12 awards to give out. Shall we crack on? First award is for production design, the Girls on Film Production Design Award. Woohoo!
Yes, and I think it's only fitting to start the awards with the people who set the scene, the people who create the universe in which the film takes place. Without these world builders, our films would not have the look or the feel or the environment or the atmosphere to transport us. And our first presenter is an exceptional production designer who's also the chair of the British Film Designers Guild. She's worked on Lynn Ramsey's You Were Never Really Here, on Alice Lowe's Prevenge, and on Naomi Alderman's series The Power. She is Blair Barnett.
Just a few words about production design. Everything you see on the film that is not an actor or what's on the actor is something that the production designer can then identify. So there's a lot going on there, and I just really want to represent us and say how fantastic it is to be able to have awards for us. We need more advocacy for our craft and more visibility in the world. It needs to be seen a little bit more.
The Girls on Film Production Design Award. The nominations for this category were Barbie, Poor Things, Priscilla, and Saltburn.
So we have a commendation in this category.
Commendation is for production design, Susie and Charlotte Durrett for Saltburn.
We gave a commendation to Saltburn.
Why don't you come home with me? Come to Saltburn.
Mr. Quick.
Wow.
And here he is now.
Oh, what beautiful eyes. Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, I told you it wasn't a minger.
Oh, but darling, you're kind about everyone. You can't be trusted.
Thank you so much.
And we were thrilled with the winner, or as Blair put it,
I am tickled pink.
To be joined by our winners, Sarah Greenwood and Katie Spencer for Barbie.
Barbie!
Hi, Barbie!
Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
I got us both ice cream.
Cool.
Hi, Barbie.
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 Hi, Ken.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
We were delighted to be joined by our winners, Sarah Greenwood and Katie Spencer for Barbie. Yeah,
this is fabulous, actually. So thank you so much.
As well as by Susie Davies and Charlotte Dirks for Saltburn.
Much deserved and very fabulous.
Our second category was the Girls on Film Ensemble Cast Award.
Yeah, so the Ensemble Cast Award is for an ensemble cast, obviously, and an ensemble cast is a cast that works collaboratively and they put the story first. So these stories are not a heroine's journey. Instead, they reflect the richness and the complexity of our interrelatedness. And I'm thrilled to introduce our presenter for this category. She's a standout, exceptional actress and an exceptional ensemble actor also. So much of the work she's been in has featured amazing ensemble acting. So I'm thinking of The Falling, Pride, Typist, Artist, Pirate King, W1A, and most recently, Mr. Bates versus the Post Office. Please welcome the brilliant Monica Dolan.
Would you like to say any word for?
Yeah, I will say something about ensemble work is that what's really, really exciting is when you get your ideas as a character from the other characters and not just from your own head. And I say that as someone who's done a one-woman show. So. But, yeah, playing off each other is so important and it's what the audience loves.
Well said indeed. Thank you.
And the nominees are... Bottoms. Barbie. And How to Have Sex. And the award goes to Bottoms.
The winner of the Ensemble Cast Award this year is Bottoms.
Congratulations to Bottoms.
And we received a lovely message from one of its stars, Ayo Adeboru, who you also know as Chef Sydney in The Bear.
Thank you, Girls on Film, so much for this award. Naturally, I am accepting the Ensemble Award in full glam by myself. But genuinely, thank you so much for this and for supporting our film. It means the world. We had so much fun making it. Thank you.
Josie, we're doing this.
No.
Yeah. Listen to me. We teach a bunch of girls how to defend themselves against the evil Huntington killers. They are grateful to us. We build a community. We bond. We share. We connect. We're punching each other. Adrenaline is flowing. Next thing you know, Isabel and Brittany are kissing us on the mouth!
Congratulations, Potters. If you haven't seen it, absolutely check their film out. So the next award is the Girls on Film Activist Impact Award.
Film is about more than going to the cinema and having a good time. It's also about changing minds and broadening horizons and enlightening people. The nominees in this category are all people who dedicate themselves to making sure that films that are underrepresented in the mainstream reach the right people, and they make all the difference. The presenter for the award is a former Girls on Film Award winner and an activist filmmaker herself. You will know her from her impactful films, Brick Lane, Suffragette, and Rocks. So I'm so pleased to welcome to the stage director Sarah Gavron.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
I have to say that all the people on your lip are the people who you become, so I became so dependent on it and grateful to, because you know, when you're putting a film out, it's a really, really difficult job. and they supported us and they worked their spots off and they are behind representation, and so I'm so grateful to all of them.
The nominations for this category were Reclaim the Frame, Tape Collective, We Are Parable. We gave a commendation to We Are Parable.
We Are Parable.
We provide a platform for black films and their creators through distribution and mentorship. You can find out more about that on their website. And we were joined on the night by Tian and Anthony Andrews.
It's just an honour to be recognised for the work that we're doing amongst great company.
The winner of the Activist Impact Award this year was Reclaim the Frame.
Reclaim the Frame!
And we were joined by its director, Melanie Iredale.
Yeah, wow, thank you. Thank you so much. I don't think there's anything that we would rather be recognised for than the impact that we make with the films that we support. And so I received this with thanks to the Reclaim the Frame team and to everybody here who has been to one of our events or rallied or advocated for the filmmakers and the films that we support. Thank you.
Right, what do we have next? This is a good one. The Girls on Film Female Friendship on Screen Award. That's another different one that we like to think sets us apart a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, this award is what Girls on Film is about at its heart. It's about the wonderfulness and the importance of women's friendship, solidarity, support, and sisterhood. And the award is going to be presented by a multi-award winning actress, a comedy performer, and a great friend of Girls on Film. Please welcome Ronnie Ancona.
Thank you so much. Yes, best female friends. So now I'm embarrassed because I don't feel I'm worthy enough. My new best friend, Olivia Coleman, is going to represent this award. I'm not used to giving awards, I'm used to accepting them. I'm going to ask you a question, Olivia. Is there any film in this amazing award ceremony that you are not in? Yes, there is one film that I'm tonight, and you'll find out what that is. I can't stop myself. Apologies. So, yes, the nominees for the Female Friendship Award are How to Have Sex, Naiad, Polite Society.
We gave a commendation to Polite Society.
Polite Society!
We were joined on stage by Polite Society writer-director Nida Mansour and star Priya Kansara.
It's an award, and it's so good to be nominated or to be part of this, and this is such an awesome podcast, and fight it! Woo! Woo!
This is Salim Shah.
He's 32, big shot, geneticist, setting up some fancy new lab. He's also the mastermind behind derailing Lena's future.
A lecherous, loathsome cat.
Poo face.
Sisters, this is more than just Act Two wobbles. Lena has been brainwashed by this wife-hunting maniac who's chosen her to be his trophy bride. And she is too sad and mind-shat to see what is going on. So that leaves it to us to break off this sham wedding. Who's with me?
Down with the patriarchy!
Let's decimate this mother!
Next, Ronnie announced the winner.
And the winner of the Girls on Film Award, a Female Friendship Award winner, and what a bloody amazing film it is Naya.
And the winners can't be with us, but we have chosen a clip that really demonstrates the lovely friendship at the heart of this film. Let's have a look.
My mind has never been clearer. Don't you get it? The mind. This is what I was missing when I was younger.
I've got it now.
The mind does not swim 100 miles across the ocean, right? The body does.
Yes. That's the other piece of it.
Oh, there's another piece to it.
Yes. I need to get myself functioning at the highest level. You're going to be my coach.
That's why you want to play ping pong. You never want to play ping pong.
No. So, Bonnie.
Absolutely not. No.
You said I needed to do something to get out of my funk.
I meant you should sign up for speed dating or get a therapist. Not come out of a 30-year retirement for some dangerous, absurd fantasy.
I am doing it. I'm not done. I've more in me, and so do you. Come on, don't you want to be fully engaged, fully awake? Your soul ignited by a purpose, a mission. It would be an amazing ride. Think about it. You and me. Great adventure. You were born to coach, and a coach needs an athlete.
No. Serve.
Okay. Well, I'm doing a test swim down in Mexico. Come. Let me show you what I got. 8 hours of serious currents in the open ocean.
Well done.
You say the next award is the Girls on Film Ally Award, sponsored by IMDb.
Girls on Film has a mission. It's to change the representation of women in the film industry, on screen and behind the camera. We want to bring out industry-wide change. So Girls on Film is not just for girls, it's for everyone. It's heartening to see that things are beginning to change and that increasingly we see complex women on screen, written and directed by men and non-binary people. So we want to celebrate them with this award, the Ally Award. I'm really delighted to welcome our next presenter. On Wikipedia, he's described as a computer engineer. But he's not just that. He has created what I would call the Wikipedia for the film industry, with bells on and whistles and everything. He's the founder and the CEO of the Internet Movie Database, the IMDb, and they are also the valued sponsor of this category. So please welcome one of the greatest allies and champions of girls on film, Cole Needham.
So it's, I know this is something that we all know, but it's everybody's responsibility to ensure that things are more equitable. And so we're just proud to be able to support the award. So, the Ally Award, sponsored by IMDb. The nominees are Davy Chow, Return to Soul. Clarice Starcilla for Raging Grace. And William Oldroyd for Eileen.
We had a commendation in this category for Paris Starcilla for their film Raging Grace. And we were delighted to be joined by Paris on the night. Next, Cole announced the winner.
Oh, wow, okay. The winner is William Oldroyd for Eileen.
Well, William can't be with us, but we're very happy that you've sent the video, so shall we have a look?
Hello, thanks so much for this award. What an incredible honour it is to be considered an ally of girls on film, and also what a great encouragement it is to continue to work in this way. Of course, none of this would have been possible without the collaboration of key creatives like Ari Wegner, the cinematographer, or Tessa Moshfegh, who wrote the novel of Eileen and also the screenplay, Alice Birch, who wrote the screenplay of Lady Macbeth, the actors Thomasin, Annie Marin of Eileen, and Florence and Naomi of Lady Macbeth, to the producers Fola of Lady Macbeth and Steph of Eileen. Also, I should mention the great casting directors Shaheen Beg, Judy McCarthy. I'm so grateful to these key collaborators, the people who have encouraged me to think differently and push me to try and find the point of view of these characters. And thank you so much to you, Girls on Film, for recognising the work that all of us have done and encouraging us to continue to work in this way. Thank you.
And that you have brilliant dreams.
Eileen, may I confide in you? People are so ashamed of their desires. I have my own ideas.
Kind ideas?
You can never tell anyone, do you understand? Promise me.
Okay.
Love will make you crazy. Love will make you kill. Can't imagine you with a knife.
Can you imagine me with a gun?
That's very good, Eileen.
What I love about British talent and the industry, we met William at the, very first Sundance London, and he's like, oh, I just make shorts, I'm here to show a short here. And then the next minute he's setting the world on fire with Lady Macbeth, and then he's setting the world on fire with Eileen as well, so.
Yeah. Both wonderful films about female characters, which I think Ryan and our voters really responded to them. Cool, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Next up, we're halfway through the ceremony with our sixth category, the Girls on Film Publicity Award.
There are a large number of people who work tirelessly behind the scenes to make sure that we all know what films are coming up, what's special about them, and why we might want to see them. Film publicity is a much more creative craft than people think. From big budget extravaganzas to creating word of mouth buzz on tiny budget films, we want to shine a spotlight on the fabulous work that publicists do. To present the award, I am delighted that we have in the room a fabulous film critic and host of the world's leading podcast about women in film. Please welcome to the stage, Anna Smith.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. I'm very thrilled to present this, actually, because publicity, we couldn't do our work without them. Seriously, we couldn't. And the films couldn't reach you, the audiences, without them. So, selfishly, I wanted to present this award. So, the nominees.
The nominations for this category were Barbie for Warner Brothers UK Publicity, Rye Lane, it's Searchlight Pictures with Organic PR and VAMP,
and
typist artist Pirate King for Modern Films with John Rushton PR and Camp Films Roadshow and Social Media Trail.
Now, the winner of this award has been kept very secret, so Anna, you don't know who has won yet, do you? Let me hand you the trophies.
Ooh. So the winner of this year, 2024, is Warner Brothers UK Publicity for Barbie!
We were joined on stage by Jo Fernihau, who had some lovely words to say.
As you all probably know, we're not, like my people, and by that I mean publicists, we don't come up on stage and give speeches. We're like the people that hold your bag. We pick the rumors. And so this is a bit of a surprise, but like, God, I love Barbie. And a big shout out to Sarah, Katie, and Jacqueline who are here. Given the topic here today, like the Saltburn Guys and Bottoms, which we loved working on as well. And it was just really amazing to work with three formidable like female directors. So it was terrific. And so, yay, Barbie!
You have to be a boss, but you can't be mean. You have to lead, but you can't squash other people's ideas. You're supposed to love being a mother, but don't talk about your kids all the damn time. You have to be a career woman, but also always be looking out for other people. You have to answer for men's bad behavior, which is insane, but if you point that out, you're accused of complaining. You're supposed to stay pretty for men, but not so pretty that you tempt them too much or that you threaten other women, because you're supposed to be a part of the sisterhood, but always stand out and always be grateful. But never forget that the system is rigged, so find a way to acknowledge that, but also always be grateful. You have to never get old, never be rude, never show off, never be selfish, never fall down, never fail, never show fear, never get out of line. It's too hard, it's too contradictory, and nobody gives you a medal or says thank you. And it turns out, in fact, that not only are you doing everything wrong, but also everything is your fault.
The next award is a new one. This is the Girls on Film Costume Design Award. Very important craft, I'm sure you'll agree. We wanted to introduce this to recognise the amazing work that's done in this field. And who better to present this award than a very regular guest of Girls on Film, who herself is sartorial, rather fabulous. It is Kerry Fox.
Hello,
Kerry.
How are you doing?
Good.
Yes.
But it's really important what costume designers do for actors, because they're our chief collaborator and they take the sort of mash in one's brain in that period before you even start filming in order to form and deliver the vision of the character that the actor wants to present and ensure that the director gets exactly what he or she wants. And the other thing I really need to point out is that thanks to a great costume designer that I got these glasses. Because
And last time I presented an award, I couldn't see what was on the trophy. Let's see how we get the nominees.
The nominations for this category were Holly Waddington, Poor Things, Jacqueline Duran, Barbie, Stacey Batat, Priscilla.
And the commendation.
We gave a commendation to Jacqueline Duran for Barbie, and she joined us for the ceremony. The overall winner was Holly Waddington for Poor Things.
Thank you so much to Girls on Film for this recognition. Yorgos gave me the chance to follow a rich and creative journey to bring to life through costume the character of Bella Baxter. She was such an inspiring character to design costumes for because she was so unfiltered by the constraints of society and codes of behaviour. And ultimately, in the costume, it was my job to help reflect her growing liberation. Thank you once again, and have a good night.
I am Bella Baxter, and there is a world to enjoy, circumnavigate. It is the goal of all to progress, grow.
A woman plotting her course to freedom. How delightful.
Congrats to the winner of the Costume Design Award, Holly Waddington, for her amazing interpretation of Bella Baxter's clothes, which added so many layers to Poor Things, and to Jacqueline Duran for her accommodation for the exquisitely crafted Barbie costumes. Bella!
Oh.
So our next award is the Girls on Film Composer Award with media partner Scala Radio.
The score really creates the atmosphere of the film. It heightens how we feel and it can switch the mood in an instant. And sometimes it's so synergetic with a scene we don't even notice that it's there. And just hearing a simple phrase or a snippet can bring back the memory of a film and take you back in time and place. Actually, I'm thinking of... Da-dum. 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 So here to present the award is a brilliant musician, a composer, a producer, and he is the recipient of, wait for it, over 20 international awards, a CBE, an Ivor Novello Lifetime Achievement Award, no less than 7 independent honorary doctorates, and he has scored over 60 films. Please welcome Nitin Sawhney.
Pleasure.
Are
you happy to be presenting this
today? Yeah, I am. And in about 2016, I remember seeing, I think there were about 170 people longlisted for the Oscar for as a composer. And I remember that 5 of them were women. And I could not believe it. I tweeted about it at the time and just thought, it's insane. So it's great to actually see women composers really making a mark now.
Yeah, this is a really important award for us, for women and non-binary composers. So would you like to read the nominees?
So the first is Laura Cartman for American Fiction. Nita Levy, the Zone Princess. And Emily Yunez Bruce for All of the Strangers.
Thank you so much for your time. Could you read the commendation, please?
Emily Levinas-Farouche, yes, for All of Us Strangers.
We gave a commendation to Emily Levinas-Farouche for All of Us Strangers, and she joined us in the evening.
Congratulations.
The winner for this award was Mika Levi for The Zone of Interest.
For The Zone of Interest.
Mika couldn't be with us on the night, but you can hear some of their score as I speak.
Next up, we have the Girls on Film Cinematographer Award with media partner British Cinematographer Magazine.
Yes, now, when I was a little girl, or teenager maybe, I wanted to be a cinematographer, except I didn't know what it was called. So I always used to say I wanted to be a cameraman. In fact, I grew up in Holland, so I would say cameraman. Ik word cameraman. And people around me would say, that's no career for a girl. You know, women aren't really strong enough to carry those heavy cameras around on set, so best not pursue that. I don't know if anyone else has heard that before, but I think that's probably one of the reasons, one of many reasons, why there are so few female cinematographers or women and non-binary people as camera people. A quick Google told me that it's 7% at the moment. Wow. Not a lot. So I think this is a really important award to have so that we can encourage more women to take up this job. And I'm really pleased to invite our presenter onto the stage. He's a film critic, a broadcaster, a professor at Exeter University, and I've worked in partnership with him for about 28 years. He's a staunch ally and supporter of Girls on Film. Please welcome Mark Kermode.
Can I say something really quickly? So I've just come to the end of doing 5 years of the music show on Sky. Emily Lovino's Ferocious Music, we played, I think, in the very first show, and it's been a mainstay. And I've been sitting behind her, being starstruck all evening. So, on the subject of cinematography, I interviewed a director once, and I said, what's the secret of directing? And they said, the secret of directing is to have a really crystal clear vision of which cinematography is going to make you look good. The nominees are Ashley Connor for Polite Society, Ron Lanning Walker for Scrapper, and Harry Wagner for Eileen. And the award goes to Molly Manning Walker.
Molly couldn't be with us, but she sent this message.
Hey guys, thank you so much for this award. It honestly means so much. Scrapper was the best, one of the best times of my life. And yeah, we made it with such a great group of people. And it's just like really special for it to be celebrated in this way. So thank you so much. And sorry, I can't be there with you tonight.
Who's Aussie?
Who's asking?
I'm Jason. I'm your dad.
Can't stay for long.
I'll stay as long as I want.
What if he's a big-time gangster?
Maybe he was in prison.
So hear me out on this one, yeah?
No, he's not a vampire. That's just stupid.
So next up, Girls on Film documentary feature.
There have been some amazing documentaries made this year, and it's just fantastic to see so many women documentary directors thriving and making amazing films. And this year's nomination spans a really wide variety of subjects, and each one tells a deeply moving and deeply personal story. Here to present the award tonight is last year's winner of this category, the film Nothing Compares, which is a beautiful documentary about Sinead O'Connor. Please welcome Catherine Ferguson.
Okay, so the nominees are Another Body.
The nominations this year were Another Body,
The Eternal Memory, and Kokomo City.
We gave a commendation to Another Body, a doc about a college student's search for justice after she discovers deep fake pornography of herself online. The winner for this year's Girls on Film Award was Kokomo City, a thought-provoking doc about black trans sex workers and their clients. Filmmaker Dee Smith couldn't be with us, but she sent a lovely message from the US, where she's based.
Wow, thank you. Thank you, so much. Girls on Film. Wow. You know, so many people in this world, especially today, claim that they don't need validation and they don't care. But being human, that is exactly what it's about. Being validated is a part of being human and feeling human. Thank you for recognizing me as that. Thank you for recognizing my God-given gift. I want to congratulate all of the women that have worked hard the last couple years to finish their projects and to present them to the world. I encourage you to keep creating and be inspired. I'm very honored by this. Thank you so much. Cheers.
This is survival work. This is risky shit.
I want people to understand that it's okay just being something that you was born to be.
It's guy after guy who's in denial. A black man should be this way and a black woman should be that way. Kiss my ass.
Our penultimate award on the night was the Girls on Film Fiction Feature Award, sponsored by Eon Productions.
So the films nominated in this category are truly international. They're French, American and Korean-Canadian. And I love each and every one of these films with a passion. I think that's why we're all here, because we love films. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Eon Productions.
Eon are best known, of course, for producing the James Bond films, as well as films that focus on women, such as last year's Till. And a little further back, Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool, starring Annette Bening. We are very grateful for their sponsorship and for the continued support we've had from Eon Productions CEO Barbara Broccoli, who endorsed the Girls on Film podcast from the very start.
So thank you for your support and thank you for making brilliant films. Please don't stop.
Joining us on stage to present the award was the director of the BFI Filmmaking Fund, an Oscar-winning, twice BAFTA-nominated creative producer.
Who's also a winner of the Girls on Film Award. That is the most important award, of course. She's also a
distribution strategist and positive disruptor in the film industry, Mia Bays.
Welcome, Mia Bays.
Delighted to be back, because I want feminist superhero. You disbanded the category, so I'm going to be unrivaled. So I like this.
And
do
you want to say a few words about this category?
Yeah, I think it's been an incredible year, and all of these films attest to the complete breadth and range of the female gaze, and they've all been winners at the box office, which is most important. It's really tough out there for those who are not directly related to independent cinema particularly, and the fact that people showed up to see these films is also incredible, and they're all very different and superlative in their respective ways. So yes, delighted to read out the nominees.
Yeah.
So Best Fiction Feature Award, sponsored by Eon. Nominees are Barbie, Past Lives, and last but not least, Anatomy of a Fool.
Would you like to announce the winner?
And the winner is Past Lives.
Now, just before the show, we received a statement from the maker of the film, Celine Song, for us to read out, and I'm going to hand that over.
I haven't seen what she's wrote yet, so we keep it fresh.
Yes.
Do you want to read it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for the Girls on Film Award for Fiction Feature, sponsored by Eon Productions. It's an incredible honour. I wish I was there to accept the award in person, but please know that I'm there in spirit, so excited and grateful for this recognition. She says, this is my debut feature and a very personal film, and I have loved working on it as a woman. I have loved making the movie and sharing the movie with the world as a woman too. Every day it has felt empowering, wonderful, and centering to be a woman filmmaker. I know that this kind of experience was only possible for me here and now because of the long history of advocacy for women in the film industry and for the subjectivity of women on screen from groups like Girls on Film. Thank you again for this amazing award. It really means the world to me. Later.
There's a word in Korean. Inyon. It means providence or fate.
Do you believe in that?
That's just something Koreans say to seduce someone.
So now to the climax of the night. The award for female orgasm on screen, sponsored by Intimacy on Set.
Come again. So this award is for sensitive and responsible depictions of women's pleasure on screen. in all its complexity and sometimes in its ambivalence. Intimacy is by its very nature a very private thing. Being intimate with someone can be difficult at the best of times, let alone on a set with 100 people watching you. It's fiendishly difficult to create a moment of true intimacy that feels free and spontaneous or difficult and dangerous or extraordinary. I don't know how people do it, but there are some people in the room who do know. The sponsors of this award are Intimacy on Set, set up by Eta O'Brien. She and the people that work with her have created real change in the industry about the way that people work on set, about the way that people write scripts even, and also changed the way that we think about consent. So thank you very much for all that amazing work. And here to present the award is an alumnus of Intimacy on Set, a wonderful intimacy coordinator, Rose Ryan.
Great work that you do. As I said, it's hugely important. Do you want to say a few words?
Yes. We'll just say how wonderful it is to be in a room full of such wonderful women and non-binary women or people. But intimacy coordinators now have come on board with this work, and so we're now looking to produce work that is safe, that is consensual and respectful. And so hopefully the intimacy that we create can be really joyous and delightful, as well as shocking and uncompromising at times. But I would like to say thank you to the actors, the women who are courageous enough and brave enough to really express what are realistic orgasms. Would you like to share them with me?
I will, thank you.
Okay, for Female Orgasm Award, the nominees are...
The nominees for Female Orgasm on Screen Award, Phoebe Dinover with Alden Ehrenreich for Fair Play, Stephanie Sue with Alexander Hodge, Joyride, Alison Oliver with Barry Keoghan, Saltburn, Emma Stone with Emma Stone. Poor things.
And the winner, wonderfully, is Emma Stone in Poor Things.
So Emma can't be here, you probably guessed that, you haven't spotted her here. But we do have in the room the intimacy coordinator who worked on the film with her.
We do. And the intimacy coordinator who worked very closely with Emma Stone is Elle McAlpine. And we want to say congratulations on the amazing work that you did with her. The thing about being an intimacy coordinator is the way that you work with people and the things that happen on set are confidential. And so you don't talk about them in public, and that's exactly as it should be. So thank you for being here, and thank you for keeping it all confidential.
Wedderburn became much weepy and sweary when he discovered my whoring.
I find myself merely jealous of the men's time with you, rather than any moral aspersion against you. It is your body, Bella Baxter, yours to give freely.
I generally charged 30 francs.
Well, that seems low.
I think that's it, yeah. So, well done us. Which leaves us to congratulate all of the winners and all of the commendees and all of the nominees. Thank you for making amazing work.
Yeah, well, thank you to the voters, the volunteers, to Charlotte Matheson, who's worked so, so hard for this. Thank you, Charlotte. Well done. Thank you to our sponsors, Eon Productions, IMDb, Intimacy on Set, our media partners, DDA, British Cinematographer Magazine, Scala Radio, and Time Out. Our supporters in kind, Regent Street Cinema. What a beautiful place to have this. Andrew Joe's Salon. And our catering sponsors, Cameo Launch, thank you very much for the drinks earlier, for Brixton Brewery, and Pizzeria Mozza. So thank you all so much for joining us. Thank you, Hannah, for co-hosting so beautifully.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you for Girls on Film.
Girls on Film is an HLA production. This episode of the podcast was brought to you by executive producer Hedda Lawnie Archbold, with thanks to Charlotte Matheson. Thanks again to all the sponsors and supporters of the awards, to the filmmakers who make such great work, and to you, our audience. Thank you for listening. We'll be back soon.
Note to the filmmakers, Margot Robbie is the wrong person to cast if you want to make this point.